We sang this morning, what is the name of the title? Christmas Time. And Christmas time is certainly here, isn't it? We've had the beauty of our sanctuary this season to remind us of that. We've shared in gift giving and Christmas parties. And most of all, I don't know about you all, but this is a time for me as we approach Christmas to reminisce. To remember. Reflect upon Christmases gone by. I received an email from my friend Bradley Bullock this week, and he was talking about those Christmas times growing up from his youth. It seems that it's easy for us to drift back to our youth during this time. When we approach this holy season, we remember the fondness from years gone by. I think of those Christmases at my earliest days, those going to my grandmother's and eating good food, don't y'all? Having those good old transparent pies. Have anybody ever had transparent pie? I used to think it was the best thing in the world. I still think it's pretty good, but I'm beginning to think, as I see other people who've never eaten it before, it's special just because it's special to us and our family, not because it tastes so good. It tastes good to us, but that's what we know. That's comfort. That's love. It's prepared by those throughout the years who've loved and nurtured our souls with their spirits, much like their food and good cooking. I reminisce recently with one of my relatives, Miss Thera Jackson, and she was talking about how she remembered back when her kids were young, and this was many years ago, probably about 70 years ago. And she said how she remembered one Christmas, they were lying in there in their bed, and the kids had gotten their gifts. And this is the days before they got many gifts for Christmas, right? You got some candy and some nuts, and some of you got fruit, and that was about it, right? But this Christmas, they did get some sparklers, some fireworks to go along with the festivity. And she was lying there in the bed that morning, and she heard one of the kids light up their sparkler. And they said, "Oh, look at the star." And then to her horror, she said, "Oh, look," one of the kids did, "we've got a star in our Christmas tree now." They plunged the sparkler into the Christmas tree, and this was the day before, I would say, fabricated Christmas trees. This was at the end of the season, and the old dry cedar tree had been sitting there for several weeks. And then right after the star had made its entry into the tree, she heard this devastating sound. Whoosh! And a big old star had formed on the Christmas tree, and it was engulfed in flames, and the Christmas celebration was over. She said Trammell went in there, her husband, and jerked the tree and pulled it out the front door, and half the house was caught on fire, but they endured. They beat it out with Trammell's overhauls, and I guess Christmas was saved. And they laugh now thinking about that, because that's a reminiscing moment, a time to think about when family was together. When I think about those Christmases at my grandmother's, I remember a lot of people and a lot of food and storytelling, telling about their childhood, giving and receiving love. I think about my mamas and all the laughter that we had there. And food, did I mention food? Food's always been special during this season, right? Just yesterday, my dad and his, they have 14 of those hill people up there, my grandmother and grandfather did, and they're all still living, and they celebrated their Christmas last night, just the brothers and sisters. You believe they were rude enough not to invite us grandchildren to the festivities? They said, "Y'all can't come," but guess what? I beat them to the punch. They don't know about this. But the ladies gathered yesterday to cook fried tenderloin, and I got to get in on some of the sampling before the party even started. I was in the quality control portion of the tenderloin cooking. Man, it is hard to beat fried tenderloin, you know it? And I got to go and partake of some of that. Luke Hill was with me. It was good, wasn't it? We did a little sampling. And as Luke and I were leaving the church there where they were cooking, I have a little white Toyota Prius, some of you are aware of, and my Aunt Grace does too. And Luke and I had eaten several pieces of that tenderloin. We went outside and we jumped. I opened the door in the Prius, and Luke had already jumped in there. And before I realized it, we were getting in Aunt Grace's car, not mine. And old Luke, he got all the way in there before he realized we were at the wrong place. I said, "Son, did you not notice the leather seats that she had, and I've got cloth seats?" He said, "Well, I was just trying to get in there and get going." He said, "I was wondering why the car was so close to the building. It wasn't where we parked it to start with." He said, "What were you wondering?" I said, "Well, I was opening the door and I was wondering why it was so clean." So we made a quick correction and we got in the proper car. You see, sometimes in life, if we get in a hurry, we can choose wrongly. We can choose the wrong car in a parking lot, or we can choose the wrong sources for happiness and joy in our lives. That's what happens when we get in a hurry. Sometimes we don't choose properly. But sometimes when we get it right, we pause long enough to choose rightly and reflect on the things that offer us true joy and happiness in life. You know, when I hear this scripture that we shared in this morning, these words of the coming of the angel Gabriel to Mary. And did you hear what the angel said to Mary? He said, "You have been chosen." How about that? But the amazing thing about our scripture today, when God chose Mary, God didn't get in a hurry. And God, like Luke and me choosing what vehicle to go home in, didn't make the wrong choice. God made the right choice. But what I find most amazing about God choosing Mary is that you notice our scripture doesn't go in a lot of detail about Mary, about what made her qualified. It doesn't give us a long history lesson of why Mary was so good and worthy to be the mother of the Christ child. No. The scripture just simply said that Gabriel went to Nazareth to a young girl named Mary. It seems that the writer here is saying to us, is proclaiming to us, even us modern day people of faith, that it wasn't so much what Mary had done or who Mary was that made her chosen, but that God was the one choosing. See, God got it right. Not because of what Mary had done or because of who Mary was, but because of who God was. Let me say it this way. When we read the Greek in this translation of Scripture, those words that are used to describe Mary, that noun, where we hear in our reading here, it says, the writer does that, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you," in verse 28. You know, that can also be interpreted to say this: "Greetings, you who are favored with this." Catch this word, "who are favored with grace." How about that? See, the writer tells us Mary was chosen not because of what she done, but because she was favored by God, by God's grace, by God's gift, by God's love. You know, when I reflected on those stories earlier about Christmases gone by, those reminiscings of life and love at my grandmother's home, don't many of us go back to those times? And when we think about those Christmases that were so special to our childhood, it wasn't what we got, right? Sure, we remember the old Dallas Cowboy bicycle we got in the fifth grade, maybe, that had the shiny chrome. But that's not what really has stuck throughout the years. It was reminiscing, like I did earlier in this sermon, about the laughter, right? The love, the warm stories, the nurturing from those who loved us and those we loved. Those are the special things we reminisce of in Christmas. The gift of life and fellowship. And those are the choices that will last, friends. You know, so often the world offers us fleeting happiness in things and stuff and addictions, in opportunities to rob us of true joy with only fleeting happiness. But God offers us the fullness of joy through His love, given most of all through the gift of Christmas, Jesus the Christ child. So we celebrate, we remember, we reflect upon His gift. You know, I visited and shared with you how I remember going to those grandparents. I remember one Christmas season I was selected, maybe I was selected or I may have selected myself, to participate as a young person in a womanless beauty review. Do we have any womanless beauty review participants out there today? Hunter is up there. And maybe we need to have a womanless beauty review worship day one Sunday. We'll all dress up and come and see who the prettiest of these men childs that we have among us. This womanless beauty review I was in about the fifth grade. And my mama had me fixed up pretty. And she had my hair curled. And I was ready to win the Christmas pageant. And she took me to my grandmother's, my daddy's mama's, and we went in there in my costume. I guess you call it a costume, because it wasn't so much just I was really made up. It was almost complete except for my earrings. My ears weren't pierced, and look, I was willing to be in the beauty review, but I wasn't going to get my ears pierced now. So Mom said, "We need some clip-on earrings. Let's go see Grandmuddy." And that's what we did. We went to my Grandmuddy's house, and we walked in the front door, and Grandmuddy was real warm and received us. And Mom said, "Grandmuddy, we need to get some earrings. Have you got some earrings for us?" And she said, "Well, yes, I've got some earrings y'all can use." And I stayed in the living room, and Mom and Grandmuddy walked in the other room, and Grandmuddy proceeded to find some good, pretty clip-on earrings to go with my outfit. And in the midst of her digging for the earrings and finding the perfect pair, she said to my mom, "Sherry, who is that little woman anyway?" I was looking good, wasn't I? And you know the beauty of that story. There's beauty on many levels there. Grandmuddy didn't know who I was, and she was still going to give me her earrings. You know it? She didn't know who I was, but she trusted the one who had brought me there. She thought they must have been needed, and she gave me the gift of what she had. See, friends, in many ways that speaks of the Spirit of grace, doesn't it? I came to her in need, and she gave me what she had, not because of who I was. She didn't even know me, but because, more importantly, who she was, a giver of love. One who wanted to make those around them more beautiful. Friends, that's the story of the gift of the Christ child to Mary and into our lives. God came to this earth and chose Mary to give birth to the Savior of the world. and His love through Mary is available to all of us, much like my grandmother's love was available to me, not because of what we've done, or because of who we are, but most importantly, because of who God is. God is love. May we share it this holy season and live in His joy forever. Amen.